We told you the story earlier, and it's been well documented in the papers today, of the Roscommon Fianna Fáil Senator Eugene Murphy describing how he had to sleep in his car in recent months because it was impossible to get a hotel room in Dublin. It happened twice to him in recent months, he says, and he's on the line now. Good morning to you, Senator, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Niall, and thanks for taking me on your show.
Yeah, just to clarify, was there no hotel accommodation at all, or were you... Could you have got it if you'd paid a certain price, an exorbitant price, I suppose?
Well, look, at first of all, it's not about the cost as such. I was just making the point when I seen the article in the Mail yesterday that, yes, this is an issue that affects lots of people, including politicians at times. So I will just give you a brief outline of what's been going on for the past number of months now. My PA and myself would, put in an exhaustive search, sometimes a week in advance. Now, admittedly, no more than a week, looking for a hotel. And after 7 or 8 calls, just no go, no room available whatsoever. And at this stage, you just give up. Now, we did try some hotels out of the city, and we found that in many cases, they weren't, they were saying they were full, or they were saying, the cost, actually, because it's taxpayers' money, because we do get a generous subsidy, and the cost, in my view, was exorbitant, and because I have a belief in the policy that nobody should pay over €200 for a hotel room. Now, people will say, you've got the money, why not? Or why not subsidise the rest of the money yourself? And look, we often do that. That's not the issue at all. But I think, just to give you maybe a better example of it, last Tuesday night was the first night I could have an overstay in Dublin in 3 weeks. So the previous 3 weeks, I just couldn't get a hotel room. And we did go to up to 200, maybe 220. It was just impossible.
So what's happening? You've done a bit of research on this. There are various reasons.
I was very curious about it. I went back to 2 or 3 of those hotels I would use. Now, look, the staff are very friendly and kind and say, look, sorry, we can't do anything for you. But I actually got into conversation over a number of evenings and nights with people in some of those hotels. And I found they were not full of Ukrainians. In a number of the hotels, there was no Ukrainians. In some of the hotels, there was a small number of Ukrainians. But I did notice now a lot of tourists. There are a lot of tourists around Dublin at the moment. And I think the other point I found out that from talking to people, a lot of business people from England and Europe, booking into hotels for a night or two, doing business in Dublin, which is a good side of this. But look, it's the only point I was making, that it is difficult because, most Rockus people finish work late at night. When I get home to Roscommon, it would be 12:30, 1:00. I'd be up at 4 the next morning to get back into Dublin before the city traffic, 7:30, 7. That's the reality of it. And some nights I just was totally exhausted. I got as far as the bypass in Mullingar, and I just had to pull in. Now, look, there's lots of people travel up and down to Dublin daily, but I think sometimes our hours can be very unsociable, and it does take a toll on your health-wise, and it is difficult to focus the following day on the business you're supposed to do as a legislator. And that's the only point I was making. Look, there's a human aspect of this as well. It's not about the money, and I am well aware of people in very, very difficult housing situations.
Yeah, and that's it. I'm sure you're mindful of some of the reaction, not least on social media. Boo hoo! Here we have a politician complaining that they can't get a bed for the night in Dublin, may have to sleep in their car. There are people doing that, unfortunately, being forced to do so every day of the week in this country.
Well, there certainly are some cases of that, and it's not nice for anybody. And if anybody thinks that I don't think about that and don't try to help people in very difficult circumstances, well, I do, and I do a lot of that work, and I'm not looking for a clap on the back. But a lot of the I've always got a rough reception, particularly on Twitter, and you find on Twitter that a lot of the people who make the most, acidy comments are people with, fuzzy names and funny names, and when you ask them to identify themselves, they don't. So that's just a reality of politics nowadays. It's very nasty, and look, at one of my own teenage kids last night was just quite hurt about the whole thing, but that's the reality of politics, and you have to take it.
Right, okay. But in relation to the accommodation crisis, as in the lack of hotel availability, and we were discussing this yesterday on the show, and the prices being quoted, if you can get a room, are astronomical. What needs to change, or can it be changed, now that there's an awareness of this situation?
Well, I just am watching the economy bouncing back around Dublin. You'll notice that. I mean, the economy was so dead during the COVID period, Niall. You know that yourself. You know, to walk the streets in the morning or noon or evening in Dublin, and to see no business, even when we returned to some normality, it was very, very poor. So, look, the economy has bounced; it has taken off. There are some Ukrainians in some hotels. That probably is part of an effect, but it would be wrong to say that it's those unfortunate Ukrainian people that are to blame for this. They're not at all. I just think it's just there's a lot of people coming into Dublin. There's a lot of tourists around. What do we do about it? Well, I think, you know, the discussion needs to take place, and some people, you know, mightn't say it was a great idea to back up this story. I think it's very important that the discussion takes place. I fully understand the hotels are trying to get themselves back into business. They've had a very tough period. The government did acknowledge the difficulties they had to go through, the support of the businesses right through the pandemic. They also have now, you know, put the 9% VAT rate further out to try and help the sector get back, and that's important. But maybe we can have a discussion to see how we could, in some way or some shape or form, bring down the cost of some of the hotel rooms. And look, we also have to acknowledge and understand that in terms of hotels, they do have massive energy costs now, and of course hotels and such places will use a lot more energy. But we do need to have the debate, we do need to talk about it, and we do need to get a better system. And I know when you say we need more accommodation. People say, oh God, no, we don't want the state, you know, granting more hotel development. But maybe affordable rooms, affordable for people would be important. Now, there's another aspect of this denial before I finish. You know, one of the things I have taken up down through the years is the cost on families who may have to go with a family member for an early appointment in a Dublin hospital. They have to book into a hotel. And I remember bringing this up on a national news station maybe 3 years ago when I was a TD, and I was, you know, complaining about the fact that the families had to pay so much for rooms, even at that stage. God help them if they're doing it now. But I got a very funny response from the public at that time. I was saying, well, look, tough luck, it's supply and demand. So at the moment, demand is outstripping supply, and that's the reality.